Welcome to Treasures Old and New from ART. Hi, I'm Joy Jackson. Gunsmoke was beloved in the days of old-time radio. It was the first adult Western. And no, it was on the radio before it was on TV. There are three or maybe four shows whose original broadcast is missing. Here's ART's version of episode number four, Dodge City Killer, with Ken Lease as Matt Dillon and special guest star Beverly Washburn.
American Radio Theater presents a lost episode from the old-time radio series Gunsmoke.
Around Dodge City and the territory out west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with the U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke.
Gunsmoke, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, the story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Three for you, Mike. How many, Matt?
I'll play these.
Oh, so that is the way the wind smells. I take deux. Maybe you think you bluff your friend Moreau just a little, eh? $10 to teach you to stay honest.
Pass me.
You and me, Morrow. 10 and 10 more.
Make it 30.
50.
75.
Make it 100.
Maybe you don't bluff.
Maybe.
No, I think you have it this time. I save my money and throw my three kings away. Matt, you have a good hand?
Big bet's as good as a big hand.
Who's that? That came from the hall.
Yeah.
Take your hand off me.
Oh, now, Annie, it's high time you and I had a little romancing. Hey, what'd you do that for?
You wouldn't know it if I told you, Grace. Annie.
I'm all right, Marshal. He just pawed me a bit. Now I'm going to shoot his Popeyes out.
A gun. No, Annie, don't.
Oh, darn, Marshal. Did you have to knock my gun away? I had him cold.
Better go back to the dance hall.
Don't bother, Annie. You're fired.
Annie, you heard me. Go back to work.
Yes, Marshal. Sorry I lost my temper.
You're out of line, Dillon. This is my hotel, my dance hall. She stays fired.
Annie stays here. And one more deal like tonight earns you a trip to jail.
You can't talk to me like that. I'm a big man in this town.
Big or little, walking her feet first, I'll take you in. You have my word on that. Thanks, Annie. That was nice.
I like to play for you, Marshal. A girl ought to have a man to play for.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Dillon.
Hmm.
Hello, Chester.
Afternoon, Miss Annie.
You sure look fine in that new hat.
Mr. Moreau got it for me special, clear from Chicago.
What is it, Chester?
Some trouble in the lobby, Mr. Dillon. There's a man at the desk asking for you. His name is Yar.
Clancy Yar. When did he get in?
Just now. Is he a friend of yours, Mr. Dillon?
I'll tell a man he is. Why?
Well, he's got a woman with him, his wife.
So?
Well, sir, she's an Indian.
I left the dance hall part of the building, and in the lobby I saw Clancy draped over the desk, looking as tall and hungry as ever. To one side, a tiny girl was standing, her head proudly erect, her black eyes glittering defiantly.
So get her out, mister. Ain't no murdering redskins getting a room at my hotel.
Hello, Clancy. Welcome to Dodge.
Matt! Ha! Matt Dillon, why you black-hearted old gunslinger?
All right, you. Now get this squaw out of here.
Shut up, Grace. Clancy, I take it an honor to meet your wife.
Ah, Narisha. Narisha, this is Matt Dillon. Matt, my wife. My wife, Narisha. She's the daughter of Black Eagle.
I'm honored to meet my friend's wife and also the daughter of the great warrior chief, Black Eagle.
You know of my father?
His fame is as the sun, not only among the Comanche nations, but among all men who respect a brave and worthy leader.
That's mighty fancy talk. But look here, Dillon, I insist you get this little savage
Grace!
Out. Huh?
Don't press your luck.
Well, now, Marshal, I didn't mean no.
What room are you giving my friends?
Room? But I... 6, I guess.
The key. And let your guests know they're welcome.
Here. Welcome to the Grace Hotel.
Thanks for that business downstairs, Matt. You know, I was on the verge of boring that mealy mouth.
Ah, forget it, Clancy.
Well, Grace sure better keep out of Narisha's way. You know, she's kind of sudden when she gets mad.
He is bad man. Speak with evil tongue. Oh, Clancy, a real bed. Look, it jumps and talks.
Come on, that door busted, woman. If you act sweet and nice, maybe I'll buy one of them talking beds there, and we'll fetch it home with us.
For me? All for me?
Well, I kind of figured I'd be around somewhat.
I be sweet, you see.
Will you stop it, woman? I blasted, I never should have taught her how to kiss.
I'll be running along, Clancy.
Matt, maybe it was a dumb play bringing Narisha into Dodge, but you know, I had to have you see her. I'm awful proud of her, Matt.
You should be. She's beautiful.
Yes, and is as decent as any white girl I ever met. I don't mind being called a squaw man, Matt, but I sure hate it when they pick on her.
They won't. Not if I'm around.
You are a good man. I like you. You be my friend, too.
I will, Narisha.
Bonjour, Marshal.
Afternoon, Moro. Give me a box of shotgun shells, 2 of .45s, and 1 of .30-30s. Oh, and a needle and some thread.
Of course. What color thread?
Doesn't matter as long as it's strong enough to hold my socks together.
Ah, then I give you green. A dozen spools?
One.
A half dozen, perhaps.
One.
For you, a bargain. 4 spools for the price of 3.
How many spools are you stuck with?
Gross. How could I know that in Dodge there is only one woman with a green dress, and she can't sew? You take a dozen, Matt. I give you a can of peaches free.
1, but I'll buy the peaches.
Good. Marshal, I know you do not wish to talk about it, but you should know. It is about your friend's wife.
I've heard.
They're talking of running Mrs. Yar out of town.
How do you feel, Moro?
Me? Matt, I am a Frenchman. More even than money, I love the romance. And your friend and his beautiful Indian bride, so in love they are. Like children. But she is a Comanche. It means trouble. Very bad trouble.
Walking to the Grace Hotel that evening, I noticed the town seemed deathly quiet, as if the very buildings were waiting for something to happen. By the time Clancy, Narisha, and I finished dinner and 2 hours of reminiscing, my nerves relaxed a little. Then, when Narisha retired, Clancy and I went down the hall to join a poker game and found a stranger sitting in. He was wearing a black frock coat, 2 ivory-handled guns, and the thin smile of a killer who enjoys his work.
Clancy Yar, Marshal Dillon, this is Monsieur Wade.
A pleasure, sirs. I hope you don't mind my joining your game.
It's an open game, Mr. Wade.
Thanks.
Yeah. Same Morgan Wade who carried a gun for Chisholm down to Big Bend country.
I'll work for Jesse.
I recall a Morgan Wade who threw lead for McSween during the Lincoln County War.
I'll pass now. I've given up the hard life. Cards?
Do for me, monsieur.
Who pays your salary here, Wade?
My, you are direct, aren't you, Marshall? But I don't mind telling you. I work for Grace.
As what?
Let's say as a finisher. And my first job is on you! Get your hands up, quick! All you!
That's not bad draw at that, was it, Matt?
Well, he's no Wes Harden, but it was pretty slick considering he was sitting.
What is this? I said
we heard you, monsieur. Please, don't shoot.
Think I won't shoot?
Not if you're smart.
No, for one thing, if you shot one of us, you'd have to shoot us all to be shut of our mouths.
And even Jack Grace would not stand for that, Wade. I'm surprised that Grace would think you could bluff us.
Bluff, is it?
Here's another reason why that would be a foolish idea, Wade. It's in my lap with the muzzle aimed right at your belt.
What?
Well, I guess you ought to know, mister. My 44 is pointing in the same direction.
Mine is only a 22 Derringer, Monsieur Wade, but it too points at you under the table.
But that is...
Goes to show you, my friend, never draw on a man unless you can see his hands.
It seems, gentlemen, I have made a little mistake.
It seems. Empty them and holster them. Goodbye, Mr. Wade. If I were you, I'd eat tomorrow's breakfast in another town.
As you say, Marshal. You've taught me a lesson tonight. And it's no shame to be beaten by three of a kind. You can all put your guns up.
Guns?
Guns.
Don't know about the others, but I never drew my gun.
I'm glad I didn't know that, Matt. You know, I've been a mite nervous, seeing as how my gun was in leather, too.
And myself, I am a peaceful storekeeper. I hate guns so much I never carry one.
Meh.
Why, you lying two-faced
Get
bunch
out,
of...
Wade.
I'm going, Marshal. But no one can run a shindy like this on Morgan Wade. Not and stay alive. Good night, gentlemen.
Oh, did you see his face?
Ah, man, we sure tore up his pride.
Mr. Dillon.
You better come quick. Nerissa, just
something happened to me wife.
What is it, Chester? Tell it, man. Nerissa?
She stabbed Jack Grace. I think he's dying. He's lying near the stairs, Mr. Dillon. I was afraid to move him. Knife's still in his chest.
You sent for the doc?
Yes, sir.
She didn't do it, Matt. Matt, she couldn't have done
it. Easy, Clancy. Grace.
Oh, pull it out. Please, Dillon. Pull out the knife.
I can't. If I do, you'll bleed to death.
Dying anyway. What's the difference? Pull it out for me. I'm burning inside. Please.
All right, Grace.
Oh! That's better. Doesn't hurt much now. I just feel sleepy.
Who did it, Grace? Who knifed you? Why?
Nerissa stabbed me. That dirty little savage.
He lied. Matt, he lied. He lied, Matt.
I hope so. He's sure scratched up. Scratches all over his face. Teeth marks on his arm. Ever see this knife before?
It's hers, but she didn't kill him, Matt.
Let's talk to her, Clancy. Stay here, Chester.
Yes, sir.
You know she couldn't murder anyone, Matt. You know that.
Here's your room. Nerissa.
Matt.
What is it?
Matt, she's run away. You're really going after her, Matt.
I have to.
I don't suppose it would do any good to remind you of our friendship.
I have to bring her back, Clancy. She's killed a man.
Man? Matt, you call that foul-tongued lecher a man? Oh, I can remember.
We can both remember a lot, Clancy. But it doesn't do us any good now. I've got a job to do. You know I'll do it.
Yes, I know that, Matt. I know it. You know, I'm not sure we're going to be friends much longer, you and I.
I hope we are.
Can I ride with you?
Well,
You have my word I won't pull anything. If my word's worth anything to you...
It's worth something, but...
All I want to do is see she doesn't get hurt. Nerissa's only a kid. She'll be She'll be scared, Matt. She needs me.
All right, Clancy. Get your horse.
Thanks, Matt.
Sure.
Mr. Dillon!
Have any luck at the stable?
No, sir. She didn't take her own horse. I guess she was in too much of a hurry. She took Fred Grayson's big gray from the hitch rack in front of the hotel and rode north. He's hopping mad about it.
Fred's, huh? Narisha knows her horse flesh. That big gray can run all day without raising a sweat.
Yes, sir. And there was a rifle in the saddle boot. Everyone's waiting for you to pick your posse, Mr. Dillon.
Tell them to go home. There'll be no posse.
What? But...
Clancy and I are going alone. I'm not going to take a chance on some trigger-happy saloon bum shooting that girl.
Oh, they'll be awful mad. They'll sure think that you and Clancy are framing up to get the girl away.
I'm not sure I care what they think. Do as I say, Chester. You can cheer them up by telling them I'll bring her back. If they're lucky, she'll be convicted and they can watch her hanged. Tracks are getting fresher. By the looks of it, she's making a swing around into the mountains north of Bellefonte.
Yeah, she's trying to stay in the neighborhood. Why doesn't she ride straight for the barter?
I have a hunch she wants to stay near you. Come on, we'll cut her sign where she circles back.
Having trouble?
Narisha must think that gray's a mountain goat. She's taking trails that aren't fit to walk on, much less ride.
Yeah, she was born on a horse. These are bridle paths to her.
Uh-huh. Well, she's going for the peak, that's sure. We'll push on to that little mesa there and camp for tonight.
Camp? Well, since when does a manhunter like you stop and make camp?
Since now. I'm not hunting a man this time. More coffee, Clancy?
No, thanks.
Sure like coffee boiled over a campfire.
This fire's easy to see at night.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just about anyone in these mountains could spot a fire like this.
Yep. Even Narisha.
I should have known. You're warning her so she can get away. Oh, I'm sorry I said anything.
Don't be sorry. The fire's not a warning to her.
But she's bound to see it.
Yeah, and she'll investigate it, I think. The way I figure, when she sees it's just you and I, she'll come in.
What, you rotten, rock-hearted machine?
It's only...
You don't miss a bet, do you?
Would you rather I chased her into a corner and frightened her into a shootout?
No, I guess you're right, Matt. I don't think Narisha would fire on you, but... maybe it's easier this way.
Clancy?
Yes?
You know Narisha stabbed Grace.
Yes, I know that, but why?
Will you give me an honest answer to a question, no matter what the cost?
If it can help Narisha.
It might.
Well, ask it. You know I won't lie to you.
Do you believe she could and would commit a deliberate murder because of Grace's comments?
No. No, I swear on my soul, Matt. Narisha could never commit a deliberate murder.
That's all I wanted to know.
Does that mean you...
It means I believe she's innocent of murder. I'm sure I know what happened. With any luck, I'll prove...
What?
Hit the dirt. Get out of the firelight. Clancy, you get tagged?
Yeah, it's just a crease across my ribs. I'm okay.
Narisha?
Hardly. Whoever's doing that shooting is on that slope up there.
So?
So it's 200 yards off and the downhill shot to boot. I've seen Narisha shoot too many times, and at that distance, she couldn't hit the state of Texas, much less a man.
Looks like whoever it is has decided to save his shells.
Now, I reckon we really ought to pay the lad a visit after him, sending in his calling card so polite-like.
You feel like a little stroll up that slope?
Now that you mention it, I do.
Take the left and circle in on him. I'll make sure we both get him spotted right. Watching?
Watching.
Come on, you bushwhacker. Here's your target. There you are.
Okay.
But that boy's a real gunner. He misses close. Let's go teach him better manners.
Hey,
It's a tricky business stalking an armed gunman in the dark. But Clancy and I had learned the trade from too many Indian fights where you become an expert or a corpse. It took me full half hour to make my circle around the ambusher's position, holding my gun ready. I saw a shadow take shape in the rocks, but as I aimed, the night's silence was broken.
Very good. You beat my husband.
Nerissa, so it was you.
You are a wonderful hunter. You are quiet, like Comanche.
I should be. They taught me. You little idiot, I might have shot you.
I not let you do that. I watch you when you get close.
I'll take that rifle, Marisha.
Yes, Matt.
Marisha! Marisha! Oh, God, Marisha!
My husband... My husband is mad at me.
Mad? No, no, never. My crazy little girl. Oh, Marisha.
Blood! You are hurt.
One of your shots was lucky.
My shot?
It's only a scratch.
I don't shoot. I forget to tell you.
Tell us what?
The man who shoot at you, I hit him.
What?
With rock. I see him shoot at you, and I get very mad. Hit him hard.
Where?
On head.
No, no. I mean, where is he now?
There, under big rock. I push it on him so he not go away.
Well, I'll be. He's here, all right.
Well, who is it? Ho, ho, ho. Well, our friend from the poker game, Morgan Wade.
Yeah. Now, he's alive, but I'd sure hate to have his head when he wakes up in jail tomorrow. Put him on a horse, Clancy, and let's get back to town.
Matt?
Yes?
You take me to jail? I no want to go to jail.
I'm afraid you must. For a while, Nerissa. But don't be frightened.
They hang me. They hate me in Dodge.
I'm taking you to Hayes City for a fair trial.
Mr. Dillon, Judge Craddock will see us now.
Thanks, Chester. Let's go. Worried?
Nerissa is not afraid.
Good girl.
Yes. Come in, Marshal.
You've read the plea, Judge Craddock?
Of course. Now let's see. Yes. Mrs. Nerissa Yar stabbed to death one John Grace in Dodge City.
Mrs. Yar wishes to throw herself on the mercy of the Hayes City Court.
Why?
Due to known bias in Dodge City and the impossibility of selecting an impartial jury in this area, Your Honor.
Because she's an Indian, eh? Go on, Marshal.
Her plea is innocent by reason of self-defense.
Got a lawyer?
No, sir. She'll speak for herself. Go on, Nerissa. Tell him exactly what happened.
We fight. I kill him.
Uh-huh. I'm afraid I need a few more details.
Yes, sir. It was late. Could not sleep. I go downstairs to take walk. On stairs, Mr. Grace meet me. Say funny things to me.
Funny?
Bad things, you know.
Go on.
I get mad. Tell him to shut up. He get mad. Grab me. Make me kiss him. We fight.
Why didn't you scream for help?
I not need help. I not afraid of him. Just mad.
I see.
I don't get very mad until he tear my dress. But when he do that, I bite his arm. I have knife. I use it. Then I am afraid. I know people in town hate me.
So you ran away?
Yes, sir.
And gave herself up voluntarily, Your Honor.
Any substantiation of this story?
You have affidavits from the doctor and witnesses of the bite and scratches on the deceased's arm and face. Also, an affidavit from the doctor who examined Mrs. Yar.
Yes. Yes. Severe bruises around the arms and throat.
And from Miss Kitty Davis, who states that Jack Grace had a habit of forcing his attention on her and other girls working his establishment.
Well, based on the evidence here presented, the court is convinced that Mrs. Yar is not guilty of any criminal act.
I'm sorry our visit brought you such a mess of trouble, Matt.
Forget it. You got a wonderful wife, Clancy. You're a lucky man.
Sure, and I know it. Oh, Matt, who's wrong?
It's still a frontier country, Clancy. Lots of fresh memories of loved ones who died and left their scalps drying on Black Eagle's lodge poles.
Yes, and who lied, cheated, and stole from Black Eagle until he had to fight back.
White men. But people whose hearts are broken don't think of right or wrong. You have to give them time. Time to forget.
I reckon so. Ready, Narisha?
Yes.
Hasta la vista, Matt.
Take care.
Goodbye, my friend Matt.
Goodbye, Narisha. Jester.
Yes, Mr. Dillon?
Let's you and me go to the Alla Fragonza and open up a bottle of rye. Come on.
Here are two Sunday features that have captured America's fancy year in and year out. On Sunday afternoon, the distinguished music of The Sinfonettes, directed by Michael Piastro. On Sunday evening, those old-style vocals of The Choraleers. Listen for both these musical treats every Sunday on most of these same CBS radio stations. The Sinfonette in the afternoon, in the evening, The Choraleers. And remember, Broadway's My Beat, The Great White Way, Saturday nights on the CBS Radio Network. You've been listening to the recreation of a lost old-time radio show from the series Gunsmoke, The Dodge City Killer, written by Herb Purdom, produced and directed by Joy Jackson. In our cast, you heard Ken Leese as Matt Dillon, Dan Schindler as Chester, Greg Porter as Moreau, Karen Leese as Annie, Mark Whitworth as Jack Grace, Ivan Curry as Clancy, Beverly Washburn as Narisha, Nick Richa as Wade, Mike Wheeler as the judge, additional assistance from Steve Miller, live sound effects by Penny Swanberg, Beth Schlansky, and Marilyn Wilt. Music from the original series, composed by Rex Corey. Playback by Mary Moore Campagna. Engineering by Ron Ailey. The episode of Gunsmoke was broadcast on May 17, 1952, and originally starred William Conrad as Matt Dillon and Parley Bear as Chester, with Larry Dobkin, Ben Wright, Paul Dubox, Lou Krugman, and Ralph Moody. It was number 4 in the series. I'm your announcer, Kim Turner. This is ART, American Radio Theater.
Let's listen to some music from the days of old-time radio.
So come on in, let's swing and sway. Dashing 3K cadets have a certain weakness they seem to be quite proud of.
She's got eyes of blue. I never cared for eyes of blue, but she's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. She's got dimpled cheeks. I never cared for dimpled cheeks, but she's got dimpled cheeks, and that's my weakness now. Oh my, oh me. I should be good, I would be good, but gee. She likes to bill and coo. I never like to bill and coo, but she likes to bill and coo, and that's my weakness now.
Alamo keeps telling me a singer can get a lot of inspiration by reading Sunday Serenade poetry. But I'd like to bet the complete works of William Shakespeare against a certain brunette. It wasn't literature that inspired him to sing like this. Where are you now that I need you? Now that I want you so badly, I could cry. Where are you? Where did fate lead you? Funny how I dream you'd still be standing by. I had you at my beck and call. I called you any time at all. I guess I took too much for granted. I never dreamed I'd lie awake and cry. Where are you now that I need you? Now that I love you so madly, I could die. America's Sweethearts, Laura Leslie and Don Cornell in a song we've just recorded for Victor. I don't know from nothing, baby.
I don't know from nothing, baby. All I know is I love you.
I don't care for nothing, baby. If I knew you cared for me too.
So won't you make your mind up, pretty baby?
Tell me that you love me, please do.
For I don't know from nothing, baby. All I know is I love you. My pretty baby, all I know is I love you.
And you know that I don't care for nothing, baby. If I knew you cared for me too.
So won't you make your mind up, pretty baby?
Tell me that you love me, please do.
For I don't know from nothing, baby. All I know is I love you. My heart is beating. All I know is I love you. It keeps repeating. All I know is I love you.
Chrysler Plymouth dealer in Philadelphia who told me he thinks Don Cornell does a terrific job with his tune. Well, for that certain dealer and for a lot of other folks, here's Don to sing it now as the Chrysler Song of the Week.
Valley High may call you any night, any day. In your heart hear it call you. Come away, come away. Valley High will whisper on the wind of the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own
try, you'll find me where the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, come to me. Ballyhigh, ballyhigh, ballyhigh. Someday you'll see me floating in the sunshine. My head's sticking out from a low flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear as can be.
Come to me.
Here I am.
Come to me.
Ballyhigh.
Bulldogs of Yale to the Blue Devils from Duke, the Pigskin Warriors are waging their gridiron battles in stadiums all over the country. And out in Southern California, those Trojans are fighting to try to get back to the Rose Bowl again this year, with this song to cheer them on. Are the three inquisitive cadets with a very confidential question.
Ain't she sweet? See you coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Ain't she sweet?
dance seems to have a real fascination for songwriters. Ten cents a dance. Brother, can you spare a dime? And now here's a new one. The Cadets will show you how it goes on our new Victor record.
Dime a dozen, dime a dozen. You can keep your dime a dozen kisses now. I don't want them. You can keep them. They're not worth a dime a dozen anyhow. The heart you gave me was worth no more than paper hearts you buy down at the 10-cent store. Let's get to
Laura Leslie and Don Cornell were browsing through our dusty manuscripts when they came across this tune. They both agree it would make a good duet. And you know, I think they're right.
Snuggles on your shoulder, cuddles in your arms, dreaming while we're dancing, thrilled by all your charms.
While the music playing, I'm in ecstasy. Sweetheart, hear me saying, this is heavenly, dear.
Dancing while lights are low, what a grand sensation.
Dancing, you ought to know, you're my inspiration.
Let me dance forever.
Dream about your child.
Snuggled on your shoulder. Cuddled in your arms.
When anyone calls him an amateur photographer because he once owned his own camera shop. Well, Tony, no one could ever call you an amateur singer, especially after they hear you sing this song, the Chrysler Song of the Week.
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for your pay, but that lucky old son has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Fuss with my woman, toil for my kids,
But till I'm wrinkled and gray, while that lucky old sun has nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. And down that cloud with a silver lining, lift me to paradise. Show me the river. Take me across. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, Harold Silvers, known to his friends as Chubby, has a really remarkable voice. The boys in the Swing and Sway band claim it sounds like asthma set to music. Chubby, be that as it may, between his voice and his saxophone, Chubby really brings the Hucklebuck back to life.
Like a duck, that's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebuck. I'm gonna do a little blowing on my saxophone. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sack, you hear the act. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the Hucklebuck.
Hey, not now, I'll tell you when.
Let a smile be your umbrella. Thank you.
cadets never let a little rain interfere with their plans.
Just let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day. And if your sweetie cries, just tell her that a smile will always pay. Whenever skies are gray, don't you worry or fret. A smile will bring the sunshine and you'll never get wet. So let a smile be your umbrella on a rainy, rainy day.
When he's not singing, Don Cornell plays a fair game of golf. As a matter of fact, he beat me by 2 strokes when I played him last week. Of course, Don was keeping score.
Hey, Chief, now wait a minute.
Don, no comment, please. Just step up here, my boy, and let's hear that number from our dusty manuscript.
Oh, I'll be singing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's life and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night's new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing.
Whether it's because Don Cornell looks a little like movie star John Payne, or because he's a great singer, the fact remains that little Laura Leslie is glancing his way as she sings this tune. How about the old Chief, Laura?
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. Conventional zither with a conventional star in my eye, and you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as strident as gay as a daisy, and may a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. High as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy. I'm as strident as gay as a daisy, and May cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as the moon, happy night pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July.
If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love.
Tony Alamo sings as smoothly as that silver anniversary Chrysler drive with the high compression Spitfire engine. Tony.
You're breaking my heart 'cause you're leaving. You've fallen for somebody new. It isn't too easy believing you'd leave after all we've been through. It's breaking my heart to remember the dreams we depended upon. You're leaving a slow dying ember. I'll miss you, my love, when you're gone. I wish you joy, though teardrops burn. But if someday you should want to return, please hurry back and we'll make a new start, dear. Till then, you're breaking my heart.
Ah, gee, that's all the time I've got for today. Tune your calendar to December 12th for the Christmas Old Time Radio Marathon, Saturday, 9 a.m. Pacific, that's noon Eastern, to 9 p.m. Pacific, midnight Eastern, at radiooutofthepast.org in the Fred Bertelson Room. That's on December the 12th. See you then.